Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sandy, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get information. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where, you, again, you can watch live, listen live, and take the poll. But you can also sign up for the weekly newsletter and, or, if you prefer text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And, just, look, get involved, read the stories, let me know what you think about them. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, you can always send me an email that has to do with, you know, maybe an author you want on, topic you want to discuss. Give me some links, let me know. Because a lot of times you guys are more on it than I am. Apparently, Utah is having some second thoughts on this Romney character. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him. This is perfect. You look at the hate in this man, not just for Trump. He kind of has that attitude at times. You know, look at him and look how he talks to people. Like, he's all that. What we say, he just thinks of himself as so much more. And he looks down on people when he's talking with them. And he kind of has a little smirk on the side of his face, like, I got money, you don't, so I'm smarter than you. That's not cool. Never has been. So the Utah Republicans are using social media to circulate a petition to censure Mitt Romney, that's right, Milk Toast would be good for him, for violating the convict, for voting to convict former President Donald Trump in last week's Senate impeachment trial. Now, the petition accuses Romney of failing to represent the average conservative Utah Republican voter. You know, you are a representative government. That's why I tell people all the time, with my position on the school board, we are a representative board. So we need to be representing our communities. The people who voted us in, they knew who we were when they voted for us. They knew what we were like. But Romney, Utah is mostly conservative. Senator Willard Mitt Romney, that's good, all right, has prioritized his personal and political vendetta against President Donald Trump ahead of the Constitution of the United States, the interest of we the people, and the advancement of the Republican platform. There was no indication in the petition who had promoted the censure or how many people had signed the petition. But I would imagine it would be thousands by the time they get done. Tens of, maybe even hundreds of thousands, I don't know. I mean, many, many, many Republicans are really upset at the way Republicans have handled this whole debacle. Look at Mitch. I mean, all the work that they did to get Mitch, not us or me, but all the work that the Republicans did to get Mitch McConnell reelected. He took the handshake. He took the tour with Trump. Always standing next to Trump with his big smile on his face. While apparently now we find out stabbing him in the back on a regular basis. Thinks that Trump ought to be criminally charged. Maybe somebody should take a hard look at Mitch McConnell's life, what he's done, how he came into money. Seriously, maybe it's time for him to retire. You know, a lot of these guys are retiring because they can't make the money they used to make in government. You know what I'm saying? Utah GOP Chairman Derrick Brown told the Tribune that he was aware of the petition, but had not really seen it yet. He said, I've been saying the best censure occurs at the ballot box. These are the guys who don't want to get involved in the day-to-day stuff. But you know what? No, you have to put these people on notice that they're not going to last long. It ain't happening. We do. Call them out on a regular basis. And call them out with truth. Don't be all emotional about it. Let's not get crazy about it. But lay out the facts. Lay out the truth. Just like Trump's attorneys did. I think what they did was great, the way they laid it out. The way they made a case, if you would. Now, Romney's back up for election in 2024. He joined six other Republican senators in voting to convict Trump. Let's just say entertainment's sake, that Mitt Romney, for sure, was guilty of all of this. Okay? I'm sorry, Trump was guilty of all of this. Where was his due process? Come on, give us some thought. Where was the due process in all of this? Congress didn't do their, not Congress, but the House didn't do their side of it. The Senate, I guess you could say, did theirs because they acquitted, but they didn't acquit Trump because they felt that the evidence hadn't been presented properly. I mean, look at it. The Democrats voted 100% against Trump. And Republicans who decided to totally ignore the Constitution voted against Trump. It doesn't get any better than this. We go to Ed out of Washington. Ed, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate taking the call. I think it was you last week that mentioned a township in Long Beach that had said that they were going to decide that all employees should have to pay their people $4 extra, a hero charge. Was that you?
Right, for supermarkets, correct.
Yeah, whatever. If you look at their charters, they don't have that authority. Now, the only authority they do have is their own government employees. They can do whatever they want with them. But
right.
They have no authority to even begin to think about wasting time on that kind of thought process. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's against the law. Even if they were investors and had a dog in the fight, they could maybe suggest that to the owners.
And
we
got to go for commercial break, but you're actually suggesting that these people follow the rules to begin with. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, Ed. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Dr. B.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Like the California COVID lockdown, there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than absolutely nothing. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Some of you just sit around complaining, you love just to complain, whatever. But until you decide to get out there and actually do something, I mean, I thought it was great this weekend, even in California. And then today, President's Day. It was great to see all those people out there cheering on the president. I mean President Trump, not the other guy. I'm not so sure he's in the Oval Office. I think he's somewhere in his basement. And I think they've done it up like an elaborate hoax. Like, that's where he thinks he is. He thinks he's in the White House, but he's really not. Prove me wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you know what? It's much more fun to have Dr. B on board with us as she shows up every week. Always love having her on the show. And if you're struggling with, you know, depression and anxiety over all this, you got a president you don't want in there, your kids are home, you've had to deal with this. You know, we're coming up on a year, Dr. B, where I'm sorry, but some of these marriages, they've actually had to look at each other in the face for a solid year and deal with each other on a day-to-day basis that they didn't have to before, and they finally found out what Johnny and Susie were all about, huh?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I love having that fun because we talked about this when it first started. It was like, wow, you're actually going to get to know your husband and wife because you're going to be with them every day. That hasn't happened in a while since you stopped dating, you know?
Your husband and your wife, your kids.
The kids is the fun one, you know?
It's been great, yeah, actually. They love, you know, one-on-one time with parents. So, you know, as long as the parents are not feuding and stressed out, which, you know, it should be the opposite. You should be getting to know each other, playing board games, no stress. Stay at home.
Playing board games? What are those? Do they show up on your iPhone or Android? How does that work?
It's the best. It's this thing. Like, you open this, like, box up, and there's, like, a game in it. And it's, like, you take it out, and then you, like, take turns. Like, there's a spinny thing sometimes. Sometimes it's just, like, these little, like, blocks with, like, dots on it. I think it's dominoes. Yeah, that. And then it's just, it's the best, because you've got, like, family time, you have competition, you've got the competitive spirit. It's awesome.
No, I think it's great. I mean, I grew up in Boston when the storm came and the electricity went out for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You'd break out the candles in the Yahtzee game or, you know, anything along those lines, Scrabble, whatever
Yahtzee's
it was.
The best.
Right?
Yahtzee's
great.
Yeah.
For hours. And, or until the candle melted down, but whatever.
Whatever.
So, you're in Texas.
Yeah.
Now you must truly be a believer in the global cooling, warming, climate, ever-changing world, right? Because you got snow. Texas doesn't get snow.
Yeah, you know, we get a little sprinkling here and then, right? But not the whole minus degrees thing. I think when you hit like 5, it's just call it what it is. You don't need to keep going because at that point it hurts.
It's,
you
know,
we're letting the dog out and he's just looking at us like, I have to pee, but I'm really unclear how to what's going on because it's cold and it hurts. And I, you know, the poor dog, just watching him, he loves the snow, but then he gets in and he's just licking his paws like, what is this feeling? And we've got 3 acres here. We've got 40 at the ranch, but it's been rolling.
But can you imagine? I mean, when I was a kid, this is no embellishment here. We had storm doors, okay? And they were like screen doors, but you put glass in them. And what we would have to do is you'd have to take the middle pane of glass out to push the snow away from the door so you could open the door.
Oh, okay? That's what those are.
I'm sorry, but you guys don't have plows. You don't have to deal with this.
We don't have plows, you know. And as a councilwoman, I'm getting all kinds of questions. You know, where are the plow? When the plows are coming? And I'm like, well, you can call Wisconsin. I might be here by next Tuesday, but we don't have those. And it's so sweet because there are some guys with big jeeps that have plow. You know, they just kind of make a homemade plow and feel free. You know, they come and are offering to plow people's driveways. But the thing is about that is it was sunny today, even though it was a high of like 9. And then the ice, now we're starting to get the ice, you know, the packed ice. So it's, I tried to drive a little bit today. I needed to get some things at the store and whoa, my people are skidding everywhere.
All over the place.
That don't have 4x4s. So it's dangerous.
It's lots of fun.
We're not used to that. Yeah.
Lots of fun. Well, hey, I don't think COVID could last in that cold air, so it's a good time to get outside, right? I mean, seriously, your lungs are freezing, you'll freeze the COVID.
If you can handle it, yes. I went outside for like 2 seconds, and the wind it was minus 15. Chill. What is it called? Wind chill?
Yes.
I feel like it's like, what did my husband say? So it was actually 9 degrees. But then it says feels like minus 15, and he's like, oh, that's the Democrat number. Just go outside. If it feels like minus 15, it's minus 15, and he's like, it's 9. But still, I was out there, and the wind's just blowing. I was out there. I felt like 3 hours. It was probably 3 minutes just to, you know, make sure the pool's okay and everything. And came in, and I'm like red and chapped, and
that's funny. You don't think about it. Like, I grew up in it, so I kind of get a kick out of some people who – you talk about it like it's so unusual, so weird. I'm thinking, yeah, we did all of that.
You get it.
We had a walk this sort of both ways. What is it? In the snow, uphill, both ways.
Oh, yeah. Our lungs are crystallizing. You know? Yes, exactly. Yeah, so if the COVID doesn't get you, the cold will.
There you go.
I think they manufactured this also.
So I think what happened today, which was wonderful. I don't know. Did you see all the rallies across the country today for Trump?
Isn't that awesome?
Now, you know,
you need to pray for
Nancy Pelosi, though, because I'm sure she's going out of her mind.
She did go out of her mind. Did you see after the president, I say the president like it's still Trump. When I say the president, I mean Trump. After the president was acquitted, it's like she didn't even wait till she got up to the podium. Did you watch that?
No.
And she's like, you should be ashamed of yourselves. And, oh, she went off. And yeah. She was just wagging that finger. And I'm like, keep it up. Because the mental craze that you were in, people need to see this.
Oh, yeah.
It's out of control. I mean, she could not wait to get up to that microphone. And it was like, what, really? There was no evidence. It didn't happen.
That's right.
Know people that were there. They told you. And still this. And it's interesting. I mean, this is unfortunate, but I'm really glad all of this is happening because the liberals are really imploding on themselves. You know, the infighting going on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a mental health showdown. Let's
take politics out of this for a second. All right.
Yeah.
And you look at these people and you look at their faces and you listen to them talk. They are so hateful. I mean, the hate truly has eaten at their bones.
Yeah.
This is a human being. Any way you cut it. She stuck up for the MS-13 people. But you can hear the music, so we're going to go to break and come back. I want to talk about that because I don't understand that kind of hate. I really don't. You really have to be in a bad mental place for it to be like that. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican who was one of seven GOP senators to vote to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Following a unanimous vote, party leaders released a statement calling the constitutionality of the entire trial into question. Burr responded with a brief statement of his own, saying he was disappointed that his party chose loyalty to one man over its core principles. And more than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas, as a massive winter storm brings snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to most of the country. At least 3 people have died in the storm, with more than 4 million left without power, 3 million of those in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday afternoon. Forecasters say relief from the Arctic blast won't be coming soon, as another storm system is already making its way across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And I mean, I always enjoy having you guys with me, whether we're on the same page or not, or you don't agree with me. And some of you let me know full well you don't agree with me, and that's okay. That's all cool, right? I'm okay with it. I don't even care what side of the aisle you're on, whether you agree with me or not. But let me bring it back on. We always have a good time, and Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. Dr. B, where do people find your writings and hear you and all that other fun stuff?
You can go to drbradio.com. You can go subscribe at drb@drbradio.com to my newsletter and anything that I'm going to be doing, speaking appearances, and then Political Vanguard, politicalvanguard.com, a bunch of awesome articles on mass shootings and COVID and kids and suicide and just a lot of parent.
Oh, the suicide thing is overhyped, so I'm told. And there's really no correlation between COVID and kids being locked in and all that other stuff. And, you know, I just want to punch people right now. I know, I'm getting violent. I'll probably need some psychiatric care. But I really do want to punch people in the face when they actually have the guts to say, kids are resilient and there's no direct correlation between, you know, COVID-19 and the suicide rates climbing. Uh-huh.
Right. And it's about an article a day now that I'm finding that it's an issue. You know, we had another suicide here, 22-year-old right up the street here, about 15 minutes up the way, and another 12-year-old young man who took his life. So it's and that's just in the local area, and it's alarming. Our kids are screaming at us that it's dumb, that they're over it. Well, that it is dumb. We've got people, you know, lots of students that are refusing to wear masks in, you know, a lot of the schools are starting around here. They're all been in session, but they've had strict mask ordinances or rules, and kids are just saying, I can't do it anymore. They know. Kids know when they don't feel right. You know, it can produce a fight or flight response when you wear one and you're out of air. We're not meant to just breathe in our air that we're breathing back out. And we've already, there are so many articles showing that these masks that the majority of us are wearing are not working. You're supposed to have the N95 mask, which does work, but I talked to a doctor friend of mine about a week ago, and he said, Dr. B, the thing is about the N95 is you have to change them 2 to 3 times a day. And I guarantee you nobody's doing that. So he said that in kids, absolutely unnecessary for any of them to even wear that. Never mind, you know, he totally believes the mental health issues, right? They don't, a lot of us, it's coming to the surface that we really did read lips, you know, it's you listen, but a lot of people like to watch the mouth as it talks, you know, as the person talks. It's
an interesting study. That's a great point.
Yeah, so it's another study I read finding that communication is now an issue. People are saying what a lot. And so now people are thinking, you're not listening to me. And it has nothing to do with that. So it's just so much God made us and created us to see each other and see expressions. And 9 times out of 10, you know, when a teacher, if a tone is incorrect on a teacher or a friend or a parent and they have a mask over their face, that 9 times out of 10, if it's a child under the age of 17, they take it wrong. They will take it negatively and they will personalize it. And that is another reason why we're seeing the rise in mental health.
You and I talked about this before. I've read articles about this to be true, which is especially with little ones. Now, being on a school board, they always talk about, you know, when you meet up a little guy, little girl, you get down on a knee, you talk to them face to face, you smile. You know what I mean? You give them the inviting look. You're done. You can't do that now, can you?
No, you can't. Well, never mind. You can't get near them. And I'm fine if people want to continue to do the 6 feet, you know, distance, social distancing thing. But then why do we need masks? You know, do away with the mask. You were telling me that you were wearing one for 20 minutes and then you're kind of like, whoosh, I don't like this. I'm like, I don't think I've worn one for 20 minutes. I walked right into the store, even though we had a brownout in the store and the generators kicked in because of all this fun snow because of global warming. But I digress. But I just walked right in, got my stuff, and no one says anything. I'd say a third of the people don't wear them, but everybody's pretty loosey-goosey about them. But, we know it doesn't work, and it's interesting because now I'll smile at people or interact or say, hey, how are you doing? And then they'll take their mask off, you know, to talk, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
It's human instinct to want to express yourself and to want to, you know, interact that way. So
well,
we're
the touch, the feel, the look, that's what makes us who we are. I mean, seriously, that's what connects us, does it not?
It does, and you know, there have been all these theories people want to say, what's next, the burqa, right? We've got masks, and now, you know, we're supposed to be wearing 5 of them. What's next? Do we have to, you know, have our whole head covered? And it's interesting. I don't believe that we're going into burqa nonsense, but I will tell you, it's similar, right? They're trying to completely make females insignificant in that culture. And kids are feeling that. They really feel insignificant. They do. They feel like they're hiding. And they're starting to get accustomed and attached to it. It's becoming a bit of a security blanket. That's another article that came out. Yes, it's like it hides their acne for some. It hides their impurity, you know, things that maybe they don't like, their nose, their mouth. And they're starting to get, you know, phobic about it. You know, and it's just causing a lot of issues. I mean, I can keep on going and naming.
Well, but I want to get back to, so, you know, you're talking about these little kids, for instance, and you know, young people in general. They need that look. They need to see in your face, are you pleased or displeased with them, or do you know what I mean? And when you're approaching them, and this has taken all of that away. Now, you and I should be able to make some money just putting together some clear masks or something. Because you really do need to see, to your point, your facial expressions and that kind of stuff. The
it's
masking is also causing problems with the young kids, right?
Yes.
What'd you call it? Mask me?
Yes, mask me.
You say that
yeah, mask me. It's the acne, the mask acne that it's beginning to cause. And, you know, it's they teenagers definitely have been more prone to it because, you know, it sweats and there's not a lot of filtration. You know, it's just the face is very sensitive and it's not getting the air and the airflow that it needs. But now they're finding kids are, and it's actually big sores that they're getting from their nose on down, very painful. So that's the newest thing that kids are getting, little kids. So this would be your elementary school kids. So really check your kids. If they say, ow, it hurts, you know, and say, ah, okay, it's not because it's too tight. I bet they're starting to develop it. You know, there's a chance that they're developing this new rash. So
now, something else I've been reading about, which is the, I don't know, you want to call it a gel or a film that is forming around the lungs of young kids.
Yeah.
You know, the younger kids for wearing the masks all day long. Now, that's not a joke. That's for real, right?
It's a thing. I'm not a medical doctor, but I know several of them, and a friend of mine was actually just talking about it. And it's just kind of it's creating this bacterial, I guess, these little masses inside, you know, it's a respiratory issue that's happening and occurring. And he fears that this is going to lead to more issues coming up because it's just we're not meant to breathe in and out our own poisons, right? We breathe in, we breathe out, and it's not supposed to just recirculate in our face. And that is what most of the masks are doing. So he said, again, I'm not the medical doctor, but he's very well known. And, I mean, I don't know how many issues we have to see and how many kids we have to put at risk, but these are issues that are going to come up in months and years from now. You know, my guess is we're going to have COVID long, you know, in about 5 to 10 years, you know, for people who were – I just see it happening. And it breaks my heart.
It is amazing to me that we have now come to the point that, you know, they beat on people like you and I, people of God – about not believing in science or not really giving into science or what have you. And I sit back and I say, you know, if you'd use just two brain cells, you don't give into science. You talk about having these masks on. Now they're talking about two masks and triple layers, yada, 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 all this other stuff. They try to tell you that it doesn't really affect it. Some are trying to tell you it really doesn't affect the kids. But as you stated a minute ago, it really does. It makes physical changes to your lungs. I mean, this is all science. This isn't guesswork by Joe the Radio Guy. They totally have given up on science. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B will still be with us when we come back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Well, I've never been so
insulted in my life. Well, it's early yet. We are back. You're the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. It's really that simple. Right? And you don't get informed, you can't get engaged unless you have the information you need. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You need to, well, we'll talk about this in a second. Dr. B joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, helping us, maneuver? Is that a good word? Maneuver through some of the crazy stuff that's going on right now and how you can help your kids and, I was going to say your spouse, maybe even yourself, you know?
Maneuver is a kind word. Yes. Yes. Walking through the crap of everything. Yes. Sure. You know, and I wanted to mention, if I can real quick, there's one other topic I've been reading about infants and young kids with COVID. Do you mind if I mention it real quick?
Go for it. Yeah.
It struck me today, so I did some research because I keep seeing moms with masks and they have babies in strollers, right? Or little kids, 1 and 2 years old, and moms have these masks on. And this is everywhere. I've seen it on TV. I've seen it, walking around town in the more liberal towns around where I live. And I was reading something. And what I am finding is how horrible this is. And the next, I think, issue we're going to have, we're going to see in about 3 to 5 years when these infants, these babies, these 1 and 2 year olds and lower, a huge part of their brain development is seeing their mother's faces.
Right.
Yep. Their brain responses are very different in a good way, in a positive way, in good chemicals that are flowing when they look at images of their mother, when they look at their mother's face. And across the very first year of life, and again, we're a lot of these kids that have been born in the last year, year and a half, are enduring this, and it frightens me. They're honing in and focusing their attention on faces. That's it. That is their life. For most of them is the face, and this increased in attention, right, that they get in that focus, and this is why I'm all for moms trying to stay home, but these masks are allowing this not to happen. It allows them to begin to learn, you know, the subtle information faces have to offer.
Yep.
They learn to follow gaze cues, recognize identities, emotions, and learn language. So that's just another thing I wanted to jump in there. You know, I've been getting questions about, does it affect babies? You know, it really does it, you know, and how can it? Because they're not really getting COVID, but developmentally, 100%. So I just wanted to answer a question that someone put out there and a question that I've had. So just a
Listen, people are dealing with all kinds of things at home. I mean, I told you about a meeting I went to last week, and people think this is a bad word, but it really isn't. You know, I dealt with a bunch of moms that were really ignorant on how the process works or the districts work. And a lot of people are ignorant to that process, you know, the difference between a county and a city and who has jurisdiction over what. And and again, it's you almost can't get that information from some elected officials. For some reason, they don't want to step up, if you would.
Right.
You know, and there's no reason for it.
It has to be the rule here. You know, everybody does need to know. You're right. We need to know about the development of children. We need to know about what's going on in our schools. You know, we need to know what's going on in our cities. All of it, I hope people are finally realizing how important it all is. There are all these aspects, and they all together form life and freedom in America. And it starts in our home, and then it goes to our community, right? And it goes into the schools.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. I think that's one thing, you know, every week you and I are so adamant about is get involved at some level. It is time. If now is not the time, I don't know when it is. All of this is important. All of it. And take your mask off when it can be off, because these kids need to see their mommies and daddies. They need to see their teachers' faces. If anything, you know, if social distancing is a thing, which apparently it is, then let the teachers stand in front of the room, knock the kids back 12 feet if you need to, and do your thing. I don't even know what to say. We say the same thing every week, and I hope people are really listening. You know, we've got a mess in San Francisco. We've got a mess in Nevada. These stories are going to continue to come out, and especially now I'm concerned about our babies, you know, our little creatures, our little ones that they need to read lips to learn language. They need to learn how to read expressions, or they're not going to develop well at all. And we are going to have delinquents coming up, because the first 3 years, right? Most important. So
yeah, but we've grown up with terms like I've already brought it up, and I know we've talked about this, but I think it's like Sesame Street. You have to keep pounding away at it, right? So we've grown up with terms like, oh, you know, kids are so resilient. You know, kids can bounce back from anything. Kids can. But first of all, I'd say, why do you want to put them through it? Let's start off that way. Why would you do?
Right.
Would you do that to your son and daughter if you didn't have to? No, of course you. I would imagine most of you would not. You know, so why do it now? You know what I mean?
I do, and you and I talk about coping a lot, you know, and I've even gotten some snarky emails. Thanks for having me on your show, Joe, that are just saying, I thought you guys said that everybody can cope and we need to, you know, man them up. And I'm like, this is not totally two different things. You know, developmental issues and facial recognition and language, those are very different. You don't – very different than just saying man up and cope and wear your mask. Sometimes, you know, we have to educate our kids on the law and what's expected and mandated, sure, but also do the research with them and teach them. How you teach them to cope is teach them to decide for themselves whether they want to wear it or not and take the consequence or, you know, have to answer questions. But the two are not the same. For those people who wrote me those emails, it's a very different thing. This is not a time to be making them cope and get beyond it if they're suicidal, if they're depressed, if they're, you know, withdrawing. That's not the time. So I want to make that clear. This is not the time.
But coping, I love these people who think, you know, coping is not you swooping in. Matter of fact, you make it hard for your kids to cope when you swoop in and do it
yes.
for them instead right. of giving them, you know. There are some kids that are petrified, you know, when the lights go out, we'll say. You know, you lose power, electricity, because they're so used to having it. They're so used. So, you know, what I did with my kids in the past, and even my grandchildren now, it's like the lights go out, I can start to hear to go, hey, I'm right here. Just stay where you are. Relax a minute. We'll get some lights on. We'll do something. It's how you're talking to them, how you're reacting to them. And they see that, and I, you're the doctor, you tell me if I'm right. Later on, when it happens to them and you're not around, you go, well, you know what, mom, dad, grandpa, they didn't get crazy. I'm not going to get crazy about it. The lights will go back on, or I'll, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, I love it. I love it when parents put them through training scenarios like that. And, you know, for instance, when it snowed here, right, it packed. I mean, it was crazy. And they're not used to it. We took our kids out, you know, and let them drive. And so they can see what it was. That is teaching them to cope, you know, not being afraid of it. And that's just one example. But, yes, get them out. Do those things. You know, teach them how to. Teach them how to live in the real life, but definitely don't come in and swoop unless it's all of this junk going on and no schools in their home and they really are struggling mentally. That's not a time to slap them on the back and say good luck.
But if you're teaching them in little bites about issues and things going on around
yes.
them,
yes,
these
then
things
it won't be
are
so
not
bad.
Big deals, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, more times than not, absolutely. And it's interesting because in the more liberal cities, this is where our suicide rates are higher.
Mm.
And there's going to be a correlation, and I'm going to continue to follow all of it. It's just unbelievable. You know, speaking of liberal towns, the University of California, San Francisco, right, the Children's Hospital has seen a 66% increase in the number of suicidal children in the emergency room, 66, and 75% increase in youth that require hospitalization
wow.
for mental health services. So this is an example. And I know the area well because I lived there for 15 years. And I am telling you, even though I love all of my clients, there was a parent problem with a lot of them. And it had to do with swooping in and paying for everything and making life cushy and not allowing kids to trip and fall once in a while. And then teaching them how to get a Band-Aid and fix it up. So now
see,
we have this.
Perfect, though. You just said something small, something minor. The kid falls, scrapes his knee, whatever. I'm not talking to people. I'm not talking to 3 years old either, okay?
Right.
I mean, we still have mommies running over to a 12-year-old. Like, oh, are we okay? No, don't do that. It's real simple from where you're at. Are you okay? Did you break anything, all right? Come on, come in the bathroom. Let's wash that off together and let them wash it off. Sit there and watch them, but let them. And then what happens later on down the road is like, oh, it's no big deal. Let's go wash it off. I'll go back playing again.
Perfect.
Right?
No, it's perfect. Yeah, it's what we do with our 11-year-old. She's my little accident-prone child, and I'm like, grab me a Band-Aid, bring it. And, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, good luck with that and leave her, but I'm just like, go get a Band-Aid. You know what it is. Go get the whatever. We don't have Bactine, whatever it is, the stuff we put on it. And she's like, I got it. You know, she'll just put it on, and she's good. You know, you acknowledge it. Are you okay? Do you need the ER? No. All right, go get a Band-Aid. I'll help you with it. I'm good.
My boys would bleed all over themselves. They wouldn't care. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Where do they find you, Dr. B?
DrBRadio.com.
Yeah, it's so easy. All right, it's all Joe for one solid hour after this. Go heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.